Kia ora. Kofu Smith aho. Nā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the house. On this show, we talk a fair bit about question time. It is one of the most public ways, though probably not the most effective, that Parliament has of keeping an eye on the actions of its chosen executive. And when we're talking about question time, we often allude to general or specific primary questions. A primary question is the first of a series of questions that an MP gets to ask, usually of a minister. A general primary question sounds like this.
Debbie Nauruwa-Packer.
Tēnā koe te pika. My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by his government's policies and actions?
While a specific primary question sounds something like this.
Priyanka Radhakrishna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question's to the Minister for Disability Issues. Did the reports she received from Faikaha that she referred to in her answer to question number 4 yesterday contain figures of those who use disability support funding for pedicures and...
Ministers get a few hours' warning of that primary question, but not the supplementaries. Both the general and the specific approach have advantages and disadvantages. The general approach gives very little warning of what the follow-up questions are likely to be, which makes it harder to prepare good answers. But less warning also means that the speaker will give more leeway, and so answers might be waffly and unspecific. Specific primary questions give prior warning, and so ministers should come better prepared, and MPs would hope be held to a higher standard of answers. Last week, I asked the just-retired MP, Grant Robertson, about this.
I made a real point when I came in as opposition this time round of not asking, do you stand by your statements and actions, but asking actual questions. The issue we've got is that invariably you end up not getting the answers you want, and therefore you flip back to a more general thing to keep them guessing. I think the specific approach could work if the Speaker of the Day takes a hard line on ministers answering questions. Now, it's entirely up to the Speaker how that works, but if a Speaker is going to be a bit more lenient on whether ministers are answering, then the specific question approach starts to lose its value.
Yeah.
You know, in a primary question, almost every speaker will make the person answer, but, you know, it gets a bit looser as the subs go on.
It does strike me that Parliament is more or less effective entirely based around how good the speaker is.
They're a big factor, I'll definitely give you that. But also parliamentarians, you know, it's like, you know, all the sports analogies you can think of. You have to play to the way that the referee's interpreting the laws, and that's just life, and you have to work out how to do it.
That must take some time.
It can do, yeah. I mean, you know, with Jerry, I think everybody is working their way through to understand what he wants to be. In my time in Parliament, without naming names, we've had speakers who've, you know, been, to extend the rugby metaphor too far, who've, you know, will let the game flow and played advantage, and then you've had others who have blown the whistle a lot and kind of think they're playing the game.
It's likely that the speaker that satisfies the desires of all MPs is something of a mythical creature. And how MPs think it's going will probably vary depending on which side of the house they're on. Likewise, MPs' opinions on tactics may also oscillate from opposition to government. For example, in the spin-off in 2015, there was a story on Question Time. The then government minister, Judith Collins, was derisive about those general primary questions. They were inane, she said. They signalled, quote, that the questioner isn't confident of their position, and they would, quote, elicit a slap around that leaves the poor questioner asking themselves, whose stupid tactic was this? If you fast forward a few years, she was the leader of the opposition. Now, initially, she employed specific questions, but by week 3, she had already tried a new tactic.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the Prime Minister, does she stand by all her government's policies and commitments?
And over time, that general approach became the norm. Basically, opinions on Question Time can vary with an MP's current position. But the most crucial position is that of the Speaker.
Come now to oral questions, the first.
In that same article, there was an opinion from Gerry Brownlee, who is now Parliament's Speaker, the man who adjudicates Question Time. He said that the general primary approach, quote, prefaces to the minister that the supplementary questions will be of a highly political nature, rather than a forensic examination of a particular issue or government policy, which in turn leads the Speaker to allow more flexibility to ministers, allowing them much more political answers, often rendering the question a complete and utter waste of time. Unquote. He preferred the specific primary, which he said may well be better use of parliamentary time. The current opposition may be noting his preference. Some are certainly using more specific primary questions in an attempt to cajole relevant details from their counterparts and from the Speaker. Of course, different sides of the House likely have very different opinions about just how that's going. You've been listening to The House. It's a Whakarongo Kwaiki Te Whare. This programme is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Mā te wā.